selfish too. Maybe we should get something to eat.
Well, let's go get some wings at Quaker Steak and Lube.
No! Junk cool!
Hush, kids. We're not going to any of those places. No, we're going to the Melt.
Bitch, I'm not getting you a $20 grilled cheese.
Has this happened to you and your family? Everyone's hungry, and you can't decide which one of our fine dining establishments you'd like to drop $120 at.
Excuse me, sir. Who the fuck are you?
Mom, it's Tony fucking Clark.
Tony fucking who?
Clark. Tony fucking Clark. And I, Tony Clark, am here to solve your predicament.
Yay!
Hey, Tony Clark here, president and head troll of Cedar Point. And I, Tony Clark, am here to tell you about Tony Clark's best idea yet. An exciting new first-of-its-kind dining experience coming to Cedar Point in 2017. Here at Cedar Point, we've always been about quantity over quality. And we're holding true to those roots in 2017 with the addition of our new multi-dimensional dining experience.
Sir, we're hungry. Please get out of our way.
Back up, you GP ho. TC is about to learn you a lesson.
What? Never.
New this season, we proudly introduce the next evolution in theme park dining on the go.
We're hungry.
Tony Clark fucking knows, you little shits. Introducing, from the mind of Tony Clark, Cedar Point's Digital Diner.
Great. More upcharge bullshit. When did this become a Disney park?
Tony Clark will kill you in your sleep.
What?
Nothing. With Digital Diners, everyone can have exactly what they want when they want it.
Well, I want to fucking leave.
Tony Clark will sell your children to Uncle Kevin.
What did you just say?
Shush. It's easy. When you enter the park, simply pick up your VR headset from the Digital Diners vending machine located conveniently underneath Raptor's final helix. If the gate's locked, just jump the fence. After placing your VR headset firmly upon your face, go to any of our hundreds of convenient Digital Diner receptacles throughout the park.
Those are trash cans.
Tony Clark will take your soul.
Uh-oh.
That's how Tony Clark powers Top Thrill Dragster. Once you're ready to order, just speak into your headset what delicious delicacy you would like to enjoy. Then simply reach into the receptacle and pull out your delicious eco-friendly meal. Dig deeper. It's in there.
Oh, God. This tastes awful.
Yes, but it looks delicious, doesn't it?
The milkshake is crunchy.
That's how you know it's fresh.
I don't know about you guys, but my hot dog is fantastic.
Keep sucking that dog and you'll get some of Tony Clark's special sauce. Try Cedar Point's Digital Diners today. Cedar Point is not responsible for things contained inside the Digital Diner receptacles. Food that is undercooked or has been previously eaten can be hazardous to your health. If you have any food allergies to soy or Soylent Green, we recommend you fuck yourself. Cedar Point is not responsible for any medical condition that you may come down with, including HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, cancer, athlete's foot of the mouth, diabetes, depression, or mad cow disease. Tony Clark isn't mad. He's awesome. He's mad awesome.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Well, that was definitely an interesting restaurant. I'm excited to go there next time I go to Cedar Point. Aren't you, Slater?
Oh, fuck yeah. You know, they're always, you know, besting out Six Flags with their quality. So I'm excited to see. Here's my only concern. And also my hope, I guess. Will Cedar Fairs VR actually work? I mean, that's the question.
That
I don't want to be
very,
eating.
Very good question.
Yeah, I don't want to be eating my, you know, lobster VR mac and cheese or, you know, my VR T-bone and, you know, it's all off. You know, it needs to match with my chewing.
Right. That makes total sense. I hope they do better job than Six Flags Over Georgia did with the VR Daredevil Dive Drop of Doom.
Yeah, you were just out there the other day, weren't you?
Yep, I went to Six Flags Over Georgia the second weekend they were open, and I experienced VR Drop of Doom. I rope drop VR Drop of Doom on Acrophobia, and they weren't working. So I got a blissful, amazing ride on Acrophobia where I could see everything. The crazy thing is, though, when they don't have their VR working, they're not allowed to use the speakers at the top. So one of the best things about that drop tower was they would troll you at the very top. They would sing to you, or they would, you know, they would count down and then drop you mid count or whatever just to mess with you. Well, with the VR, they're no longer able to do that.
Well, that sucks.
Even when VR is not working, they're not able to do that.
Well, I think Six Flags has always had issues doing two things at once. I mean, look at, you know, Zumanjaro and King Ka. I mean, they can't do two things at once. God forbid they figure out.
It's too hard to do two things at once.
You know, I'm calling bullshit on it's too hard to do two things at once, because I'm just going to say I'm more than capable. Hallelujah.
It was a great day. I did, later in the day, I was able to ride VR Drop of Doom. And the one time it worked, it was amazing. One time I got a cracked screen. Two other times the sync was off. You know, like when you fell, your character didn't fall, or you were looking at the inside of your helicopter instead of looking out shooting the bugs that you're trying to kill. And the other weird thing is, it does keep score, which is cool. Unfortunately, there's no place to track your score at the end, so you can't say, you know, this is what my score was, I want to be able to beat it. If they were able to add like a scoreboard or something at the end, you know, where showing people's high scores or something, that would make it more rewritable. It was great the one time it did work perfectly. But you had the other three rides that it didn't work perfectly.
Hey, Goliath, you know,
yeah,
it's okay. One out of four ain't bad. Six Flags, this is really blowing my mind, though, because obviously they've just transferred their equipment from Daredevil Dive to Drop of Doom.
Absolutely. They did change the harness a little bit. It's now like the inside of a hard hat.
But here's what gets me, because they've switched over, and I don't blame them for using the same equipment. That shit's expensive. But the cracked screen thing, that almost makes me angry.
Me too. I'm sitting there with a cracked fucking screen. I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, what level of destroyed does it have to be for them to say, you know what, chuck that one, let's get a new one?
Slater, you know Six Flags doesn't always care if everything is working perfectly. I mean, look at El Boro. It's running even though they shut down Colossus for the whole season.
It's true. A lot of those Intamin prefab coasters are maybe having some issues right now.
A lot of them. There's four. There's four of them, Slater. And three of them have been closed for maintenance issues. The right. Fourth one is in a park that hasn't opened yet, so we don't know if they're having maintenance issues. But yes.
Because I know with El Boro, originally on the website before they opened, it said that it was going to be closed for the season.
Right.
People had a mini heart attack.
Absolutely. I was actually kind of excited that maybe they were doing what we had suggested.
What, RMCing El Boro?
Of course. That's the only thing that can make that ride better. You know, give it a little bit of RMC love.
People are going to hate us for saying this. And, you know, because I view El Toro as the wood version of Millennium Force. Way more praise than it fucking deserves.
And our big asses can't fit on it because it's a fucking Intamin.
Shh, this is radio. They don't have to know that. right.
Hey, my ass is a lot smaller now. My ass is a lot smaller. I got 2 credits this week that I had never ridden before. So, you know, I'm happy.
No, yeah, no, that's excellent. That's really good. It just stems from jealousy of all you skinny fucks out there. It's
absolutely
not our fault we have mental issues.
Or we love food.
We love food. Oh, fuck, it's so good.
I don't have mental issues. I have no mental issues whatsoever. But I might if I had to go to a theme park that has done nothing but VR.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. We're about to break the biggest story of 2017. All right, guys, hold on to your butts.
Are you ready for a drop? Are you ready for a drop?
I am ready for a drop.
Put your Samsung Galaxy S7 into its VR headset because you are going to experience the newest theme park ever. Everland VR Adventure.
Everland, already fairly famous. They're home to, in fact, one of the Intamin prefabs we're having issues with, the T-Express.
T-Express. It's no longer work. It's having issues. But that's okay. They've got a brilliant method of allowing you to ride it.
That's right.
Yes. You can ride it in VR. They announced the VR Adventure. With Samsung Galaxy VR, the motion chair, get the thrill of virtually experiencing T-Express.
This is the best. Fuck fixing the ride. Fuck fixing it. But they're no stranger to this. This is what makes this so amazing.
No, this isn't the first time
they've done this.
No, they have a Ferris wheel that they've stuck VR, so you could ride a virtual Ferris wheel while sitting in the Ferris wheel, and now you can ride VR T-Express. Do you think T-Express VR is going to be a little bit more reliable than an Intamin?
It'll be safer.
It definitely will. I haven't heard of anyone dying on a VR coaster.
I love this. They got made fun of terribly for this VR Ferris wheel experience.
Oh, they did. They got roasted terribly.
Right. How poor. I mean, how bad is this park doing where they're like, oh, our rides broke down. Our ride needs work. Fuck it. We're just going to, you know, do VR for the ride and let it sit there. And this is now happening with T-Express. It's a newish ride.
Yes. The ride is from 2000. The ride is from 2008.
Right. So it's not even 10 years old yet. And it's a VR experience. I'm hoping that they're just doing this as a filler that, you know, it's going to have to be closed this season. So they're going to get it fixed and reopen. And they're just kind of doing this. And maybe they'll keep it for the pussies who are too scared to ride the real thing.
I hope so.
Or maybe it's for us fatties who can't fit on the actual ride, but we still want to pad our stats and get the credit. Is that a credit?
Yes.
Does it
Slater,
count?
Slater, do you count that Millennium Force ride at the mall? Is that in your coaster count?
Absolutely. It's more about whether you feel in your heart that you've experienced the ride, not whether you've actually rode it. No, I don't count that. No.
So why don't you sit at home, get a VR headset, and watch VR roller coasters on YouTube? You don't even have to leave your mother's basement.
Well, that's the sad thing. I own an Oculus Rift, so we do have one. We've had it since Christmas time. It has not been plugged in once.
Wow.
I should. That'd be a great way for me to up my coaster count. It's my virtual coaster count. My virtual coaster counts is in the thousands. It's ridiculous. This is the best, though. I'm really wondering if Everland is just going to slowly shut down all of the rides in the park and become the first full VR theme park, which almost leads me to think, is this going to be the beginning of being able to download theme parks that you can experience at home? You go online, you pay $40. You can download the whole park and experience it from the comfort of your own home.
And it doesn't matter if there's trash everywhere because you're experiencing it in virtual reality. This is great. Six Flags is going to be loving it because now they no longer have to hire the two or three people to pick up trash.
Right. And, you know, this is awesome, too. Cedar Point can now be making reservations for their VR restaurant worldwide. I mean, there's like, you could always get in from the comfort of your home. That's going to be amazing. Disney should do that with their restaurants. Maybe people can finally get into them.
Maybe they could. But
maybe.
That wouldn't, but then people wouldn't want to experience it as much. So,
well, it's only one percenters like you and me that can afford to do the real thing. But that's good.
Right,
if it makes the lines shorter, I'm all for
it. That's true. Well, you know, I understand that park is actually really cool. And I'm concerned with adding all this VR that they're no longer going to be able to work on their rides. I mean, look at Eagle Fortress, which I'll be honest, I had not seen it before today, before Slater made me get that virtual coaster credit. I went and I watched it. Oh my goodness. This ride. I am a aero junkie. I love aero roller coasters, and holy crap, I need this credit.
Unfortunately, it's already closed, and I'm a huge suspended coaster freak. I love the aero suspended coasters. It's a type that I wish that S&S would jump back on, you know, re-engineer, start building those again.
Absolutely. I mean, I they're amazing.
They're really cool. And Eagle Fortress was the unknown king of them.
Holy crap. This thing is amazing.
Yeah, the few people that have rode it just were like, not only is it the best aero suspended, but one of the best roller coasters they've ever ridden. I personally know three people that it is their number one coaster.
Wow.
And these are well-traveled people. This is like beating Fury 325. It's beating Millennium Farce. It's beating all of the best out there. And it's been sitting closed.
2009 is when it last operated.
Fuck, so it's been a while. Well, why isn't there a VR experience for that?
Well, that's what you got to do. You know, coming next from Ride This One, we'll give you a VR experience of it.
Yeah.
Sure, it might look like it was programmed using QBasic, but you know what? It's the experience, and you can have an extra credit just like Slater does.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's... I am really concerned, though. I'm actually legit worried about this park. This is a park that's been on my list. I probably would have already been out there. I'll be honest, because I would have probably been out there already had that coaster still been open, had the Eagle Fortress still been open.
That thing looks so awesome. I'm just
that
I'm
for me
still
was
blown.
The draw. Oh, it's just so sexy, so sexy.
It is, and it looks like it's got the old style, like the bat style trains versus the ninja style train.
You know, I'd really actually like to hear from maybe some of our listeners who've been there, or anyone who lives close or goes out there a decent amount. If anyone knows what the fuck is going on out there. I mean, are they doing well? Are they not doing well? Is that what's going on? Anyone know what the status of Eagle Fortress is? I had heard rumors that maybe they would be going to Vekoma because Vekoma did like the vampire coaster with those new floorless suspended swinging trains out there in the UK. I mean, were they going to do something like that on Eagle Fortress? It seems almost like it's been too long for that to happen now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's unfortunate. What, 7 years now? 7 years sitting idle. That sucks.
That really does suck.
It does suck.
There's
a lot
of
rides.
Such a great ride. I mean, I'm watching the POV, and I'm thinking that this ride, if Six Flags renamed it, it would be the Georgia the Jungle ride. Watch out for that tree. Georgia of the Jungle.
Yeah. Well, they could have honestly named the ninja at Six Flags Magic Mountain that.
Absolutely,
they
could have.
They did not watch out for that tree. They hit the
No, they
tree.
Did not. Somebody did, though. Their head hit that tree.
Yeah, holy fuck. They lived, so that's good. But
Ninja was a great little ride, and I grew up out there. And when I heard about the Ninja having issues with limbs, I messaged my buddy Jason. I'm like, dude, did they just rename it George of the Jungle? Did they get that new IP?
Right. You know, I can't wait to go out there. By orders, I am supposed to go out there next year. So I will be doing a fun little California stint now that I have a place to stay. I'm sure some of you, you know, have noticed that there is no Garrett today. That's fine. He is off camping, you know, doing weird manly shit. What kind of faggot does manly shit? I mean, come on, what the fuck? Nobody camps like I do, though.
That's true. Nobody camps like I do because I don't fucking camp.
That's true. That's true. A group of our friends were setting up a camping trip for Carowinds this summer. And Goliath was going to be riding with me. And he's just like, nope. No.
I'm getting
What's
a hotel,
the nearest
thanks.
Hotel? What's the nearest
hotel? Find the nearest hotel. You guys can camp. Do all of your camping crap. After going to a theme park, I want to be able to shower. I wanted to maybe get in a hot tub or something to relax my muscles. Nothing says theme parking like going back to a tent on the fucking ground. No.
Dude, nothing gets me psyched for a day at a theme park or relaxes me after a day at a theme park like smoking peyote by the campfire, man.
Well, I didn't know about the peyote. I mean, I could probably Uber to my hotel. We'll grab some peyote and then I'll Uber to the hotel.
That'd be great. I like to reenact Knoebels every time I camp. So next time I'm going to tell people it's peyote. It's actually going to be bath salt. And that'll be Halloween.
That's perfect down here in Tennessee or Georgia or North Carolina. Those bath salts are a big thing, or at least they were from what I heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Holy shit, we're getting more tangenty than Garrett.
That's true, but at least we haven't crashed our car into a theme park entrance. Maybe that guy was on peyote.
Yeah, so some people probably heard a bit about this story. I pretty much read the headline. Somebody, they ran their vehicle through the entrance of, what is it, Lakeside Theme Park in Colorado?
Lakewood Theme Park in Denver, Colorado. They were probably bored and couldn't wait till the season to begin. So one of those coaster boys who is in love with coasters crashed their car into it to be able to get in and get a ride on their beloved.
Now, do we know? So I guess he was being chased by cops. So he wasn't like actually just trying to get in. He was just being chased.
That's how I read it. Yes, he was being chased by cops. And ran into a wood fence and a parking structure. To say it was a parking garage, that's not happening. It's like an overhang. And the pictures have a crane that, let's just say this crane is so old that it was probably the crane that Aerodynamics used to make the Matterhorn down at Disneyland. Did your friend ever make it back to his home, or do you think maybe he's now in Colorado and in a hospital for his injuries?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I just put him on a bus and said, good fucking luck, asshole. I don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me. This totally sounds like the type of shit that he does. You know, I'm just glad. As long as, you know, no one's crashing into Glenwood Caverns, I'm fine. I'm fine. Honestly, that and La Casa Bonita, because I love that place too. The food's shitty, but that's what. Have you ever done La Casa Bonita, Goliath?
No. What's La Casa Bonita?
Holy shit. Okay. Have you seen the La Casa Bonita South Park episode?
I'm sure I have. I've seen every episode of South Park. I don't remember it off the top of my head, so I will probably end up watching after this episode.
Okay. La Casa Bonita is a lovely mix of like a rainforest cafe with the heavy like theming. You go in, it's just such a fucking weird place. Okay, you need to look this up.
I will. How to Survive Casa Bonita, the World's Weirdest Mexican Restaurant in Denver episode.
Look at images of the real restaurant. Yes. Just hit La Casa Bonita and look at photos. It's insane.
It's the place that they...
has the high divers. And
yes.
Dude, this place is so fucking cool.
Yes.
And it's the food. The food is like, eh, but this is so up your alley. It's ridiculous.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Where is this at?
Huge. In Denver. It's amazing.
It's in Denver? Holy crap. How have I been to Denver and not known about this?
Dude, when I, because I went when I was a little kid, and when they unveiled that South Park episode, I died. Because I was like, oh my god, it's La Casa Bonita!
Wow.
They have all these, like, caves, and it wanders. So the pictures don't even do it justice. It is massive inside. You would get, I remember there's all these caves and stuff that you can wander through. They were doing weird puppet shows, high diving.
That's awesome.
Fucking amazing. So it is like,
wow.
Okay, I'm declaring it now. You and me, road trip to Denver, hit Glenwood Caverns, and then have a drunken evening at La Casa fucking Bonita. It's happening.
You do realize that that's a 10-hour fucking drive. And what is there between Columbia, Missouri, and Denver, Colorado?
Worlds of Fun.
Yes! I can't wait. Worlds of Fun. Because you know what, you guys? They just got something new this year. Worlds of Fun got something new. What did they get, Slater?
Yeah, Screamscape was really pushing it. They got a new balloon and a new entrance. Oh,
ooh.
And some old flat rides. Okay, no.
How much
right,
for a
I'll
balloon?
Be honest. I don't know. That's it. I'm not into ballooning. I don't know. I'll say I really like the old style flat rides they're getting. They got the Condor ride and stuff. Those are really cool. I'm glad that they're bringing back these classic flats. I'm not a big fan of them, but I like to see that history preserved.
I like the fact that they take people out of the line for the coasters.
True. Absolutely.
So buy as many flat rides as you want.
I'm actually pretty hopeful. I'm glad to see that they're putting in a new entrance, which was desperately needed. On busy days, it just couldn't handle the amount of people.
Why don't we have an entrance coaster? Unless you can ride the balloon. Can you ride the balloon?
You can't ride the balloon. It's just a static figure. It's, yeah, I know. Here's the thing. The way the entrance is set up, I don't think they could have done an entrance coaster. They just, it's just weird how that is there. I don't think it was possible. That park has a lot of room, but it's all towards the back.
Anything's possible.
They have lots of room to expand, and it's mainly flat ground, so pretty much anything is possible. I think the new entrance is hopefully, I'm praying, good signs of things coming. They have a new general manager, one that's known for expanding parks.
True.
And that happened last year. And then they're getting this new entrance, a couple of new rides, a lot of infrastructure work. They're fixing a lot of the asphalt throughout the park, which was desperately needed. So it seems like maybe they're ramping up because they know there's some large expansion. Also, in the shareholder meetings, Worlds of Fun was pegged as one of the parks for future investment. Same thing with Valley Fair. These were like the two big parks where they're like, we want that in California's Great America. They're like, we want to start pouring money into these three properties. So I think Worlds of Fun, I think they're trying to bring it up to a mid-tier property. Definitely not a Carowinds thing. I don't expect a Giga, but maybe something, you know?
So what you're saying is next year they're going to get Christmas in the park?
I think they already got that. They get Holiday in the Park starting this year.
Wow. Nothing sounds like more fun than going to Kansas City in the wintertime. I'm a Raiders fan. I've seen how fucking cold that piece of shit is in the wintertime. Is Valley Fair going to be getting Holiday in the Park? Because nothing is more fun than riding coasters while freezing my balls off. That's got to be the new thing, because Valley Fair, Michigan's Adventure, those are both the next parks that are going to be getting Holiday in the Park, right?
I'm guessing. I don't know what they're going to open.
Cedar Fair isn't going to open anything. Hell, even Fury isn't going to be running during Holiday in the Park at Carowinds.
Really? Well, then why the fuck go?
That is a very good question. It's not like they have a $2.5 million parade like Dollywood does.
I mean, Carowinds is one of those parks. Like, you take out Fury 325 and not much there I want to ride. No, it's ridiculous. They, like, okay, I am all for these Holiday in the Park events. I like a longer coaster season, but there's some places it just doesn't fucking make sense. You might be able to get away with it a little bit here in Missouri where I'm at, because you can have 40 degree days out here in Missouri in December. It happens all the time. You're not going to get that, though, in a Minnesota.
You're not going to get it in Minnesota. Maybe you'll get it in Kansas City. Or your butt will be frozen to the prowler. I've ridden a GCI in 34-degree weather. It is not fun. Yes, I actually, my last ride at Dollywood was with Adam and Andrew. We rode Thunderhead in 36-degree weather. Holy crap, dude.
So what you're saying is your balls are probably still there attached to the seat at Thunderhead. Or they probably had to at least scrape them off at the beginning of the season.
I know they did amazing. A lot of work in that area. So, you know, that could be why they had to do a lot of work.
But all of this comes up for a reason. We're not against Christmas or winter holidays in the park. But come on, let's use some common sense. Goliath broke this story to me today, and my jaw about hit the floor when he told me this. So if you haven't heard about this, prepare. Goliath, drop this on people.
Six Flags New England is open.
Wait, already, you just said Six Flags New England, and people's mouths are already like, oh, fuck, what?
Exactly. Six Flags New England, that's all I got to say, okay. New in 2017, beginning November 24th through December 31st, Six Flags New England is getting Holiday in the Park. Now, I'm a football fan. I've seen football games up there in New England. We're talking about like 8 inches of snow. I'm not going to be wanting to ride roller coasters in 6 inches of snow. Nothing sounds like more fun than riding the VR SLC Mind Racer while it's snowing. You know, maybe they'll put Santa on so I can sit there and shoot at Santa. That would be fun.
What the fuck are they possibly going to be opening? Like, what the fuck could they possibly
here's the
be
thing.
Opening?
They've got 26 rides that are supposed to be open during Holiday in the Park. 26.
What are their roller coasters? What is possibly opening?
Mind Eraser is opening. Batman the Dark Knight is opening. The Joker is opening. Gotham City Crime Wave. Thunderbolt. The Fireball. Because nothing says Christmas like a giant cock ring.
Well, it does for me.
Well, I understand, you know, but...
So, is Wicked Cyclone on that list?
Wicked Cyclone is not. So you cannot ride an RMC in that weather.
Okay, what about Superman Ride of Steel? Or Superman the Ride, or whatever they're calling it now. They keep changing their mind.
Superman the Ride, not open.
Okay, so the only two roller coasters worth a fucking shit will not be operating during this event.
Yes, of course.
Why? Why?
I'll tell you why. Actually, I have a feeling that the reason that we are getting as many of these lovely Christmas in the parks is because money is reducing. Less people are coming to the park, but they don't want to admit this to their shareholders. They're going to say, oh, look, we've got a full amount of money. We've had more people come visit the parks than ever. Well, yes, true. More people are visiting the parks than ever. But it's because you're keeping it open, not because there's actually more people coming in, right?
Right. I mean, they're artificially inflating their numbers. But at the same time...
Kind of like Slater. Slater, did you give them that idea? We know you're an artificial number inflator. Did you go and did you tell them, give them this idea?
Well, sure as fuck not for this park. It makes sense in the Carolinas where it's like 55 degrees and sunny in, you know, December.
Right,
but, you know,
but they're not running any coasters at Holiday in the Park at Carowinds.
No, none. I mean, if they're not running any coasters at Winterfest and Carowinds, they will not be at World's Fun. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Says weather pending, but this is what the lady told us, was that they were not going to be running Fury. This was at the Ace event.
Okay, so just they're going to try to run other stuff, but not Fury.
Well, we don't know.
Weather pending. Everything's weather pending. We just don't know. So it may or may not, which is fair because, you know, they could honestly have ice fucking everywhere and they just can't run something. Or, you know, with the way weather's been, it could be 75 degrees and sunny. I mean, it's a gamble. But when it comes down to it, I can't say I'm really sad about it. If they want to squeeze every dime out of people and keep the parks open later, if I can get myself, a ride in December, I'm game. Right. Right, and I've always been spoiled. I've spent most of my life in Missouri. I've always had Silver Dollar City. Silver Dollar City has been open for Christmas, always. They've always had a late season, and they've always kept their rides open. Always. So. I'm glad to see parks are doing this, but there's certain parks, like out in New England. Are you fucking kidding me? The weather is not going to cooperate out there. It's just not.
No. No, thank you. I'll pass.
It's just, I'm just wondering what happened at that board. They're like, well, you know, we had one day where we could have run Catwoman's Whip. And, you know, we could have charged people $30 to come into the park to get angry about only being able to ride one ride. You know, it's actually really interesting. For a park that's been ignored for a long time, they've done a lot with that park recently. So it's like Six Flags is gotten interested in that market again out there.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Wicked Cyclone, which I've heard good things about. I need to go out there. And then, you know,
not open during Christmas.
Of course. Then the Joker, which will be open during Christmas.
Yes, it will.
But
you can spin to your heart's content.
Well, they always want you to spin to your heart. Oh, spin. I thought you said spend. They want you to spend to your heart's content.
I understand, but, you know, I want you to spin to your heart's content. Do I have to tell you what a spinner is?
You're going to have to tell me what a spinner is.
And for those that don't know what a spinner is, like Slater, a spinner is a petite woman who is so small that she's able to be mounted and spun in a circle on an erect penis. So you can be spun to your heart's content.
Well, you know, speaking of things that like to sit and spin, you know, starting a show like this, Goliath, I think we should have known the type of people we were going to attract, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes, we were warned that we were going to get some interesting people.
Absolutely. And I'm by all means a fan of people who are open and enjoying life, and you know, I am one of those people, but we don't normally talk about people individually who necessarily follow us on Twitter or Facebook, but
yes.
Oh, Goliath,
yes,
you had somebody follow you the other day, did you not?
I did, and I looked at the profile and I was like, oh my word, I'm open. You know, you can do whatever you want. You can get married to T3.
We're open-minded individuals. And he texted me immediately. He's just like, okay, I just got followed by somebody. He seemed very torn. Goliath generally likes to follow back people who follow him as a courtesy. Goliath is a good person.
I am. I just play a dick on the internet.
Right. but he got followed by a person. Now, I am not going to mention who this person is. but I'm just going to call him the perv because that's what he calls himself. Now, I want to read a few of this person's tweets. I love this person.
And while you do that, I will just unplug my headphones so I don't have to hear somebody audibly say these words.
You will sit and listen, sir. No.
Help me out of the basement. Please, please, please. I need out of the basement.
Garrett, gag the boy. No, it's amazing. This person is on a level that me as Slater, I couldn't have fathomed. I couldn't have imagined. I didn't know that this existed. I'm just going to read a few select things for your enjoyment. It starts innocent enough, as it may be. On 3/11 of 2017, he's like, nice and warm in Los Angeles today. The perfect day to free ball at Universal Studios. Okay. I mean, someone
likes
to free ball.
You know, sure, if yeah. You don't want to wear underwear, sure, whatever. You know, it's okay. You know, I don't necessarily need to know this, but, you know, sure.
Yeah. But then it's just like, later on, spent the day at Universal Hollywood with my husband's load in me.
Remind me never go to Universal Hollywood. I'm never going there. Ew.
Does he not know to have his husband felch first before you go anywhere? I mean, come on. If you don't know what felching is, look it up. F-E-L-C-H-I-N-G. You're in for a treat. Watch a video.
Ew, no.
And no. This is why I love it so much, because poor Goliath, this little Christian boy from the South, you know, he's just, you're not prepared. You were not prepared.
I was totally 100% not prepared for this.
Needless to say, this Twitter devolves into a level of hedonism I have yet to experience. And me, as a hedonist, like,
wow,
I was just like, oh, shit. This boy's basement bigger than mine. Like,
wow.
Right. That is absolutely insane. After taking my dogs for a walk tonight, I discovered my cock had been hanging out of my shorts the entire time.
How do you miss that?
You don't. You know what you're doing.
Yes. Definitely should not have logged into Twitter on the work computer.
Or this is lovely. I stopped by my favorite bookstore on the way home, sucked off 4 guys in 30 minutes. Yum.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to do one more.
No more. We don't need any yes. more.
Last
no.
one. Okay. And here you are. If you're not ready for this, just fast forward 15 seconds.
I'm taking my headphones out while Slater reads this.
My ass is still sore from hashtag cum union last night. Best cure for sore ass is more raw loads. And there's more where that came from. I was literally reading the ones that were most tame. I yes. love this person. This is my new favorite person. Sir, do know you're my favorite person. You have traumatized poor Goliath. You know, I wanted to bring this up for one simple reason. I want you to know, we want you to follow us. But do know, you are not safe. All right,
this
to be fair,
true.
this guy has like 2,000 something followers on Twitter. He's putting it out there in the public forum. So, I don't think you care. But I also didn't want to use your actual name on here if you did care. But Mr. Perv, as we're going to call it, kudos. I'd like to know the size of your basement. I don't think I'm ever going to visit your basement.
From reading his Twitter account, it would be his husband's basement.
True. I do think you're right. He is the sub in that relationship. The question is, does he know that that this is all a joke?
Yes. I would hope. Mr. Perv, this is all a joke. Yes, Slater is gay, but he does not have a basement, at least.
Well, I do have a basement, but I use it for tornadoes.
Is that what they're calling it now?
No. I'll be the first to say I'm a very sexually open person. I'm not going to share all those details. They make a lot of jokes.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you.
I need a co-host. I can't scare you away.
Well, you definitely would have. If you would have put stuff up like that, I don't know if I would have returned your call. And it would have been two gay guys running a theme park podcast.
But I loved your reaction. You just didn't know. You were trying so hard to like not be offensive and to be so nice about it, but you were so like flustered. You just didn't know what to do, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. If nothing else, thank you so much for the perv. Thank you so much for like the best like laughing fit I have had in weeks. Like. I'm used to the community, you know. Obviously, I grew up in the community, so I know about these people. I know about these people. I know about these worlds of the raw boys, as we call them. But
I had no clue.
Oh gosh, you know how awful straight guys can be towards girls. It's no different for gay dudes. Like there's always some. Oh God, yeah. No, I mean there are sluts. I mean slut pride, baby. I don't.
Well, going from the absolute deep as deep can go, how about we talk about something a little bit more family friendly?
Family friendly, which is what we always do here on Ride This One.
Absolutely, Ride This One is always about family friendly.
Right. So. Family friendly on Ride This One basically consists of a five-way gangbang, but I guess we're going to go more family friendly than that.
Well, something that Goliath's a little bit more comfortable with.
Oh, whatever. You'd be fine with a five-way gangbang as long as it was the right ladies.
Of course. Well, of course. But, you know, I only have so many fingers and, you know.
You have 10, bitch.
I do, but damn.
Hey,
how small are they going to be? I mean, you know. 10, damn. I don't like midgets.
Oh, we can't say that word.
Damn, I mean, I don't like small people. Or can I not say that either? Do I have to be fucking politically correct?
Fuck it, I'll leave midgets in. Who cares? I can only go far with political correctness.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not like they're going to be listening to our podcast. They're too short to ride the rides anyway.
Hey, some parks have booster seats.
It's true. Then,
you know, you could just get some extenders in your shoes like a friend of ours uses for his kids.
Oh, my gosh. I feel terrible because I do have a friend who's, to use the correct term, a little person. But they're worse than I am. They love the term midget. It actually gets angry. He'd probably be mad because I referred to him as a little person. He'd be like, fuck you. I'm not little. He's like, no, he'd be like, fuck you. I'm short. My cock's not little, bitch. Hey, he's not lying. It's full size. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
You know, so.
So what, well, how about we talk about something he could write?
It's a small world.
Small worlds. That music brought a new story to my mind.
Oh, yeah?
I grew up going to Disneyland. And one of the things Disney used to be really good at was being able to get other people to pay for their rides. Kind of like Six Flags does now. Except for their advertisements wasn't as overt. You know, even Spaceship Earth is sponsored. They have a Siemens sponsors Spaceship Earth. Well, in Disneyland, they have a new sponsor.
Hmm. And who would Autotopia, that be?
Which is their little go-karts that was actually designed by Aero. Honda is now the sponsor for Autotopia. They also have added things like Osmo, the humanoid robot, and his robotic friend, Bird.
What?
Yes, that is Osmo's friend. His name is Bird, and guess what? He's a bird. Osmo is a humanoid robot that Honda has created.
He's that first robot thing that walked.
Yes.
Like that was that big deal robot thing that walked. Okay.
Yes. He's around Autotopia. So instead of just driving around Fantasyland, you see Osmo in a bunch of different poses.
I feel like that this ride was cool when that park opened. The only reason it's still there is because of sentimental attachment, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's it. Like, there's zero reason for it to be there. It takes, like, real estate they could really use to put something cool in. And also, Disney, you make too much fucking money to be pulling a Six Flags and having a sponsor for shit. Okay? Too much fucking money. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. That's always annoying me. Anytime Disney has a sponsor for anything and I have to see an ad for anything at a Disney park, that's $100 a day ticket, motherfucker. I don't want to be seeing any ads.
$120
None.
A day.
Okay. Well, I really don't want to be seeing ads, you know?
I understand, you know? And if Honda's really going to be sponsoring it, why not move to, say, you know, an electric vehicle?
Right.
You know, wouldn't that be logical? An electric vehicle instead of the gas-powered cars that they have currently? They didn't update
the
cars.
Yeah, these are basically just themed lawnmowers, right?
They are, but they're not fast. They're not as fast as a lawnmower.
Which says something. All right, I'm going to lose some listeners over this, but hashtag tear it out. Sorry.
Oh.
Tear it out. Tear it out.
All right,
I have seen pictures. I've watched POV. It's not cool looking. It's not pretty. It's not interesting. If they were taking this and like redoing it completely and making it really nice, but they're not, are they? They're just adding weird like figures.
Yeah, they're just adding, and they're not even animatronic figures. They're just stock figures.
I mean, I understand keeping it if they're gonna really like do something. Like, they can't really do a Cars theme. They already have that amazing Cars ride in Cars area that they added in. So I just don't understand the insistence on keeping this around as it is currently.
I agree, but you know, maybe they're thinking that Six Flags with all of their go-kart attractions is taking away from Disney experiences. So they're keeping a go-kart attraction. I mean, Six Flags Over Georgia has a go-kart attraction. We could rip out and put a coaster there, but no, we don't. We keep the go-karts that no one ever rides.
Oh my gosh, Six Flags St. Louis holds on to their fucking go-karts that no one rides, which are, by the way, still an upcharge attraction.
Oh yeah, of course. That's what Disney needs to start doing, is they need to start doing that as an upcharge attraction.
Okay, Disney should not be doing anything as an upcharge attraction. Do not encourage, don't give them ideas.
So your idea for this week's hashtag is hashtag RTO tear it out.
Absolutely.
What ride do you feel needs to be torn out of a park?
That you know Slater. People are not going to agree with you on.
Oh, absolutely. What is your ride that at your local park that you think, man, this ride sucks, they should just tear it out? Respond to us.
The boss at Six Flags St. Louis, tear it out. Fuck that piece of shit ride.
Well, you know what they're going to do, right?
They'll RMC it, then I'll be happy. Yeah, no, RMC it. Yeah. So, you know, for me, obviously, like I said, it's the boss. They can tear it out. I do not like that ride. I do not like the Gerstlauer trains on it. I think it's a boring layout. Yes, it's unique, but it still sucks. It's rough. The airtime's non-existent. Yeah, no, either tear it out or RMC it. But what about you? What would you get rid of?
My hashtag RTO tear it out is Great American Scream Machine at Six Flags Over Georgia. That ride is painful. I don't care. That ride is, the trains are painful. Can't stand the ride. It's kind of boring. And you know, that is a lot of space that that ride takes up. Imagine the giga that they could put there. They could put the first RMC giga with a splashdown right
You know, it's funny you mentioned that ride because I honestly have thought that that's like the next Six Flags RMC coaster to happen. I think 2019 you're going to see that get RMC'd.
They have so much space back there to actually do an amazing RMC. Of course you want to pull something out of Six Flags St. Louis. You would pull the whole damn park if you had the opportunity. But what about something like, you know, Silver Dollar City? What's something that you would hashtag RTO tear it out at Silver Dollar City?
Oh, you fucking asshole.
I can't make things easy on you after all that shit you just put me through listening to you talk about all that gay shit.
Well, okay, I guess it's fair. I'll say the past two episodes were pretty fucking gay. Pretty fucking gay.
And that's not including what we were talking about on this episode.
Oh, God, that's tough. Yeah, because at Six Flags St. Louis, it's easy. I mean, just to troll people, at Six Flags St. Louis, I'd pull everything out and only leave the ninja.
So what is the ninja at Six Flags St. Louis?
It is a weird ride, okay? It has a weird history. It is a combination project built together by both Arrow and Vekoma.
Wow.
Yeah, it was built for like a World's Fair event back in like 81, 82, and then it sat in storage for a while before it was finally put up at Six Flags St. Louis.
So it's like Arrow's version of Olympia Looping?
I mean, you could say that, except for not as fun. The only reason I actually still like the classic corkscrew coasters is because when you go through those corkscrews on those old rides, you get that amazing hang time because they were like these perfect, like beautiful spheres. And you don't experience that on like corkscrews and flat spins you see today. It's just not the same. They don't do them like
that's
that.
Absolutely 100% true. I completely agree with you.
It's like, to me, the only fun part of the rides. I just wish it was lap bar only. Man, if that was a lap bar only ride, it would be sick.
Just don't add those stupid new Vekoma restraints and I'll be okay.
Oh, gosh, those vest restraints. I can't breathe. Awful. That was... But, no, it's easy for me to think of stuff to take out of Six Flags St. Louis to hit apart. But Silver Dollar City, I mean, that's my baby. I mean, that park is perfect, sir. I would remove nothing, but I guess if I... Absolutely. Now, does it have to be a roller coaster?
Yes, it has to be a roller coaster.
Can I cheat and remove the kiddie coaster?
Dollywood's done it, so, you know, Hershend is really good at that.
But no, I feel like that's cheating too much. No, if I had to remove a roller coaster, I hate to say it, I'd remove Wildfire, the B&M looping coaster. I'd remove Wildfire because I have to remove something. It's a great ride, although it's starting to get the B&M rattle. So it's starting to get a little bit uncomfortable.
I thought you like uncomfortable coasters.
I like wood coasters that bang me up, not a steel coaster.
What's the difference? Why are you accepting of the domination and the hurt from a wooden coaster, but not from a steel coaster?
Because, I don't know, it just seems okay to me. But a B&M that's actually truly headbanging me, nah. I'd be fine to see it go. Oh, I wouldn't be fine. I'd still be really angry. But if I had to choose something, that would be it.
Well, before it goes out, let me know. I will come down and I will get that credit so I can, you know, join you in the credit whoring.
Absolutely. We will definitely get you down here for your credit whoring.
and I'll ride that new mountain coaster that you guys are getting.
I was actually down at Silver Dollar City just the other day. It was my first trip of the season.
He was there, and I got 50 or more texts. If texting was not, if I didn't have free texting, I would be paying millions. I would be able to buy a new roller coaster with the amount of texts that I got about it.
Well, you know, I can't help it. I get excited when I go back to my home park.
I understand. But, I was doing the same thing with Six Flags Over Georgia. It's okay.
One of these is better than the other.
Yes, Goliath. Thank you.
Oh,
goodbye.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Nah.
Yes, I would take Goliath. Yes, absolutely.
You know what I love is neither of us have been to each other's respective home parks.
This is true. This is true.
So we're going to do a throwdown battle. One of us is going to have to concede to the other whose is better after we visit each other.
Well, I mean, obviously, Goliath is better. I mean, come on.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm looking
talking about
your rides,
overall
and I'm like,
park. I'm talking about overall park, not a single ride, not a single ride. And you already know you've lost because yours is a Six fucking Flags.
It's the best Six Flags. I love that. It's a great little park.
I don't doubt it's a great park for a Six Flags, but I was down there. I sent a ton of photos. I had a good time. It was really busy. I knew it would be. It's the spring break crowd. But I went down there to check out the construction of the new ride. And holy shit, you know, I've seen pictures of people who've been out there taking pictures of this new station. Oh my God, it's huge. It's so much bigger than I thought it was. I mean, I have never seen a coaster station so large in my life. It is 7 stories tall.
Wow.
7 stories. The station's in the very top, okay, so it's not like a second level down or anything. It's literally like 80 feet off the ground, which dips into a ravine that could have a drop right out of the station. I shit you not, because of how this ravine is. You could have a drop of like 150 feet down to that ravine straight out of the station.
Wow. And Slater, I don't know if you knew this. I have been to Silver Dollar City.
You have?
I have. I was like 1 or 2, and I have pictures of me riding the log flume. But I have been to Silver Dollar City.
Okay, first of all, you got to find these photos of little Goliath at Silver Dollar City. That's amazing.
I threw you off, didn't I?
You did, and I love it. But no, fuck you. no, seriously, right out of the station, looks like we're going to be able to get this huge, big drop. I think it'll actually, I don't think we're going to have a lift hill on this thing at all. I think there's a drop, going to do most of the coastering, you know, down there in the ravine, and then we'll have like a mid-course launch, which we know it was supposed to launch. We know that. That's basically, the park has pretty much said that. So I think middle of the way, we'll launch, and it's going to be kick ass. I'm excited. Okay. I'm like lost for words with how excited I am for this coaster now. Cause it's just so ridiculously big. It's so cool. At least they're admitting they're building something now. So it's
That's
super cool.
True.
I did post some pictures on our Twitter. I post a big chunk of photos on our Facebook, so feel free to go look at that. Just know that the pictures do not do its size justice. You have to be there to really realize how big it is.
That's what Slater always says.
Oh, it's so true. Yes, generally that's the other way around. You know, I'm super excited, though, that, you know, Silver Dollar City's getting something new. But, you know, there is a park right now that's removing something that I could give 2 fucks whether it leaves or not. And I don't even have the credit.
But I thought you liked corkscrews.
I do, but this is not a corkscrew. It's a Vekoma boomerang at Knott's fucking Berry Farm. Fuck boomerangs. I don't think they all suck, but, you know, you've ridden one, you've ridden them all. And especially for a park like Knott's, that's like, they need fucking land. Good riddance. Goodbye, you know?
Absolutely. Goodbye. So, well, we're just mentioning it. We're going to talk about it more next week when Garrett's on. We'll get his opinion on what's going to happen. Maybe we'll do a whole theme park blueprints section on what's going to happen there at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes, with all of the charisma and excitement of theme park blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
No, we love you guys. We really do.
We really do.
But yeah, no, we'll only mention a little bit. We won't go into detail, but yes, they're removing their boomerang. There's a couple other rides that around there that looks like they're going to go, which I think that Sky Tower. Bye-bye.
Or have already gone.
Yeah, the shit tower, or have already gone. All I'm going to say is, Giga, baby! I still think it's a Giga. Fuck you all. It can happen. If you have seen what they're doing in Switzerland, I believe it's possible.
Anything's possible. Even convincing people that they need a water park in the tropics. Atlantis, which is probably the best water park in the world. I've told you about this one, right?
Yeah, it's the perfect water park for lazy fat people like us.
Absolutely. Atlantis, the perfect water park for lazy fat people like us, is in the process of building a hotel in Hawaii right next to Disney's Aulani Hotel.
Basically, it's a water park slash hotel, like steps from the fucking ocean. This is perfect for the OCD mother. Oh, no. Don't you go into that water. It's filthy. You go to the water park right now. Right now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's absolutely, you know? It. So when you don't want to be eaten by sharks or scary things in the ocean, you can be in the bacteria-ridden water park.
Exactly. I mean, this is cool. I mean, I don't know if Disney has a water park at their resort there. I've never been to Hawaii.
I would think that they would.
It's an interesting move, but honestly, business-wise, it makes sense. I mean, why wouldn't they? My question is, what did they pay for that land?
It's not like they're new to this game. They have one of the world's best water parks right on the fucking ocean in the Bahamas. You can't get any closer to the ocean than Paradise Island.
That's definitely true. And it's interesting. It's owned by a company called China Oceanwide. I guess they already owned one lot of land. They purchased two more for $200 million, just the land.
Wow.
Just the fucking land. Oh, God. Wow. No. All right. Total cost. No. I'm wrong. It was 26 acres total. So not even that much land. And the total price, after everything, I guess, $280 million.
Just for the land.
Just the land. Holy shit.
So if you want to overlook a Disney resort, you just got to spend $280 million.
Will they tout that? Will they advertise it? Great views of the resort you couldn't afford?
That's a very good question. Now, the resort in total, after building and everything, is $2 billion.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh,
the most expensive resort ever built.
Holy shit. Where are photos? Are there any photos of what they're planning to do? And when is this opening?
Before Skyplex.
Oh, my God. You're right. It's definitely going to open before Skyplex. Well, I actually think this will open. Resorts always open. What amazes me is that a company can say, yeah, we're going to drop $2 billion and we will make money.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me. I am curious. I mean, okay, $2 billion and it's a 1,300-room resort. So it's big, but it's not like the biggest resort in the world. So this must be some water park. I mean,
it's amazing.
I already kind of want to like book a trip.
$2 billion.
And I'm seeing this plot of land in the photos. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Like, yeah. There's like, wow, this is really something. Yeah. So I understand why they spent so much. That's some prime oceanfront like property. Wow. That is.
Just hope the volcanoes don't go active again. Maybe they're taking a page from Universal's playbook and saying, you guys have a fake volcano? No, bitch. We have a real volcano.
There you go.
Our water park is based on a real fucking volcano.
Once in a lifetime, literally.
You can ride it once.
Yes, so When this opens, and I'm assuming this is like 2020, 2021 at the earliest, because they haven't even broke ground. We should go. I think it's high time you and me have a, I guess I'll bring my boyfriend. You can bring your wife and we'll do a four-way Hawaii trip. Sounds like a plan to me.
So, or, you know, in 2020, right? This one's going to be pretty good. We're going to be pretty big. What if Atlantis and Disney both comped our rooms so we could write a review? That's how we do it. You know, you're not thinking the right way about this. We're in 2020. We are going to be like, we're going to be the top dog. So they're going to be saying, hey, Slater and Goliath, we want you to come and review our resort.
Absolutely. I think we're going to definitely push that, get them to comp us the best rooms that they have and get us out there.
Of course.
I'm looking at this. They literally now own more land out there than Disney does. Oh, no. Here's a rendering of it, of the resort at the very bottom. Doesn't show the water park, but just the – it's the first and only concept image of the resort. It definitely very Atlantis feel. It looks beautiful. That cool archway. Oh, man. That's awesome. But, yeah, no, this is exciting. We will make some plans, and God damn it, we are going to make it out there. And I've never been to Hawaii, so I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
Well, that was the water park portion of the show. And now to something that you guys really care about. Everyone's wondering about it.
It's what you all have been waiting for.
We wanted to keep you guys waiting, just like Tony Clark does every single day.
Obviously, we're talking about the coming Cedar Point Winterfest.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Holy shit. Can you imagine being there on Lake Erie during the winter? No.
I can't.
No. Oh. We do see random pictures from coaster boys who rent their daddy's boats to go out on Lake fucking Erie, but I'm not going to be going out on an ice crusher just to get pictures of a fucking amusement park.
Yeah, no. And what I love is we mention a Winterfest at Cedar Point, and there's some coaster boys out there who are like, what? 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 Oh my fucking God! It's happening! It's happening! My dreams! No, it's not happening.
No.
They could not open
a damn thing. No, they're not.
Not.
They're building a train. They're working on the train. Isn't that what Tony fucking Clark said? They're working on the train?
Yeah, I don't believe a thing Tony Clark says. He's a fucking lying bastard is what he is.
Well, now, do you believe Cedar Point's Twitter account? On April 1st, it says they're coming.
What a day to pick to release this as well, right?
Right.
They're coming. Which, obviously, if you're an enthusiast at all, you fucking saw this. Because
obviously.
I think the internet lost their collective fucking minds about something we've known is happening for months, which is obviously the RMCing of Mean Street. And they post a video with just some obvious shots of the construction, and it just says they're coming. They're coming. I'll tell you what, people were coming. I think that's what they were talking about. They were like, ah, fuck yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were right. People were coming.
I knew that was going to happen. As soon as you linked that to me, I'm like, oh my goodness, you better drink some Gatorade because you're going to need to replenish some fluids.
You know, I think it looks good, but I'm still waiting to see more details. RMCs are exciting, but I don't get as excited for them as I used to. I mean, they're becoming par for the course. We expect them.
He's jaded.
I am jaded. Well, and you know, the Iron Horse refabs I've done, they're fun. Not as fun as their from ground up installations. When they build from the ground up, RMC shines.
So what you're saying is they should have hashtag ripped it out.
Absolutely. And built from the ground up. How dare they RMC the only ride I've ridden at Cedar Point?
Well, that's not Cedar Fair's way. You know that. They're really good at refurbishing something. We'll put a new train on the ride and call it a different ride, but everyone knows it's the same fucking ride.
Not like Six Flags can talk, Mr. Blue Hawk.
Don't get me started about that piece of shit.
But yes, so they're coming. They didn't show us anything we haven't seen. The only thing I'm thinking is it gives us a little bit of a hint of what the name for this ride could be. I'm actually wondering if it's something going to be like Stampede. Would fit very well in that area of the park. Something to do with bandits.
But, you know, are we really going to keep on theme? This is Cedar Fair after all.
I do. I really think we are going to keep on theme just because of their advertisements. I actually think they are going to keep with that old, like, West theme out there. I really think for once. Actually, no, they're going to call it... They're going to call it Flying Banshees and then change their mind and call it Mantas. So there you go. But yeah, no, it's really interesting what's going on at Cedar Point. We don't really know. I mean, obviously we know what it is. We just don't know the layout. We don't know the name, but I don't think really anyone other than Tony Clark fucking knows right now. Oh, fucking hell. Do you smell smoke?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
not
a fucking
again. Damn, is he back?
What's up, assholes?
Oh, God, what do you want this time?
Dude, we're fucking recording.
Oh, come on. I just thought I would come hang with my two best bros.
Best bros?
Yeah, G-Dog.
And when did we become best bros?
Slater, you saucy little minx. Looking good, man. No homo.
Seriously?
Okay, so why are you here?
Like I said, G-Dog, just here to chill with you two douchebags.
So, you're here, but you don't have any rumors or fucked up conspiracies?
Nah. Only rumor I heard is that us three dudes are gonna go get white girl wasted. Let's go get us some puss.
First, none for me, thanks. And two, Goliath is married. He's a one-puss man. And it's Monday night!
Right. Some of us do have to work in the...
Oh, come on, guys. It'll be epic. Just like the old days. Just the three of us.
What old days? We've never hung out.
Yeah, and we've added a third host to RTO anyways. So it would be four.
What? When?
Hey, man. Nice to meet you.
What the fuck? Where'd you come from?
Oh, I was just sitting in the corner. They just said I wasn't allowed to talk in this episode.
Did we give you permission to speak yet? Sit back down, you fucker.
Yes, sir.
Ugh, fucking interns.
Let's cool. Four of us, then. First round's of me, douchebags.
Dude, we are not going out tonight. We're recording, and we have shit to do.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll just go, then. It's just that... never mind.
Wait. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Are you okay?
Oh my God, Garrett, shut the fuck up. Sit down and shut up. Your voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Ugh.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, anyways, what's wrong?
Nothing, guys. I was just looking for some bro time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. My girlfriend broke up with me. She said I'm too obsessed with rumors and roller coasters and says I'm a conspiracy theorist. She said all the smoke bombs were making her clothes stink, and I mean, it's who I am. I'm a Dippin' Dots guy. So yeah, you know what? Screw her! Screw her! I fucking miss her though, man. I mean, I'm a worthless shithead without her. She was perfect. I was just a fucking loser without her. Oh God, what am I gonna do? I've no life, no friends. She was my everything. Margaret, come back. Come back, I'll change.
Whoa. Man, it's okay. Why didn't you just say that?
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess we can go out tonight. For a little bit. I mean, if it's okay with Goliath.
Sure. Why not? Let's just finish up here and we'll meet up with you, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Sweet. It's gonna be epic, dudes. I swear. I'm gonna go get ready. Hurry up, you douchebags. Daddy needs some rebound puss.
Hey, but could you not throw a smoke bomb?
Hey, you guys mind if I come with?
Seriously, bitch? Oh my god, be less terrible.
God, Garrett, know your fucking place.
Sorry, sir.
Anyways, this is gonna be one crazy night, that's for sure.
To say the least, Slater, to say the least.
Shit, man. God damn it. He's still a fucking asshole. Oh, dude.
I know.
Fucking knock, man. Just fucking knock.
Yeah, you don't have to use a smoke every time. Come on. No. Smoking's bad for you. I don't want to die because of that. I want to fall out of an Intamin.
Or an RMC. They do that too. So
absolutely. But only with the Gerstler restraints. Only with the Gerstler restraints.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, it's been a lot of fun, but we got to get the fuck out of here. So please contact us, talk to us. We're always looking for people to talk to and interact with our shows. Please remember RTO Tear It Out. We want to hear about what you would begrudgingly, if you had to, take out of your home park. Goliath, where can they find you on Twitter?
I am RTO Goliath on Twitter. And what about you?
And they can find me at RTO Slater. Of course, we have an email, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com.
We have a website, www.ridethisone.com.
Yep, and we got a Facebook, facebook.com/ridethisone.
You probably heard us on iTunes. And if you did, please go rate us. It helps us. It helps you. I don't know if it does, but it helps us. So give us a rating. Tell us we're amazing. Because we are. We know we are. But everyone else needs to know. So tell us we're amazing.
Yeah, you can tell us your shit, but don't do it on iTunes.
Exactly. Do it on Twitter.
You could also reach out to us with our phone number, which is 26-RIDE-THIS or 267-433-8447. Call or text.
Hey, we did get a text.
We did get a text. Thank you, Ariel. You're a loser too, bitch. Nah, I love you, girl.
That was probably sent as she was waiting for El Goro.
Probably.
She needed something to do, and so she texted us, losers.
And of course, still reach out to Goliath. He's still doing live.me. So check that out. He's on there as Coaster Fleek.
Absolutely. We play Coasters Against Humanity Thursday nights.
Yeah. And speaking of which, just a teaser, we'll have more information and an official announcement hopefully coming soon. But a new way we're hoping to interact with y'all in the future is our custom design that we have done ourselves between us and a few friends, Coasters Against Humanity Gang. We will be bringing that into an online forum to hopefully eventually do a hangout where we can get to know some of our listeners and play a fucked up yet fun game with all of you. And there will be more information about that coming soon.
Absolutely. So stay tuned.
Good times for all. So
exactly. Those sick fucks that are still with us 8 episodes later, this game's for you.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy. So,
anyway, thank you guys so much. Any last words, Goliath?
No.
No, you don't give a fuck.
No. Last words.
All right. Well, why don't y'all, as evil Mike Collins would say, sit and spin, and we will see you next week.
Peace.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coach. Toaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.